Going home. I realized I didn't have Augie's address, so I wrote another email to Mr. Brown asking him if I could send him my note to Augie and have him mail it to him for me. Mr. Brown emailed me back immediately. He was happy to do it. He also said he was proud of me. I felt good about that. I mean, like, really good. And it felt good to feel good. Kind of hard to explain, but I guess I was tired of feeling like I was this awful kid. I'm not. Like I keep saying over and over again, I'm just an ordinary kid. A typical, normal, ordinary kid who made a mistake. But now I was trying to make it right. My parents arrived a week later. Mom couldn't stop hugging and kissing me. This was the longest I'd ever been away from home. I was excited to tell them about the email from Mr. Brown and the note I had written to Augie. But they told me their news first. "We're suing the school," said Mom excitedly. "What?" I cried. "Dad is suing them for breach of contract," she said. She was practically chirping. I looked at Grandmère, who didn't say anything. We were all having dinner. "They had no right to withdraw the enrollment contract," Dad explained calmly, like a lawyer. "Not before we had been placed in another school. Hal told me, in his office, that they would wait to rescind their enrollment offer until after we had gotten accepted into another school, and they would return the money. We had a verbal agreement." "But I was going to another school anyway," I said. "Doesn't matter," he said. "Even if they return the money, it's the principle of the thing." "What principle?" said Grandmère. She got up from the table. "This is nonsense, Jules. Stupid. Stupid. Complete and utter nonsense." "Come on," said Dad. He looked really surprised. So did Mom. "You should drop this stupidity," said Grandmère. "You don't know all the details, Mama," said Dad. "I know all the details," she yelled, shaking her fist in the air. She looked fierce. "The boy was wrong, Jules. Your boy was in the wrong. He knows it. You know it. He did bad things to that other boy, and he is sorry for them, and you should let it be." Mom and Dad looked at each other. "With all due respect, Sarah," said Mom, "I think we know what's best for..." "No, you don't know anything," yelled Grandmère. "You don't know. You're too busy with lawsuits and stupid things like that." "Come on," said Dad. "She's right, Dad," I said. "It was all my fault. All that stuff with Augie, it was my fault. I was mean to him for no reason. It was my fault Jack punched me. I just called Augie a freak." "What?" said Mom. "I wrote those awful notes," I said quickly. "I did mean stuff. It was my fault. I was the bully, Mom. It wasn't anyone else's fault but mine." Mom and Dad didn't seem to know what to answer. "Instead of sitting there like two idiots," said Grandmère, who always said things like they were, "you should be praising Julian for his admission. He is taking responsibility. He is owning up to his mistakes. It takes much courage to do this kind of thing." "Yes, of course," said Dad, rubbing his chin and looking at me. "But I don't think you understand all the legal ramifications. The school took our tuition and refused to return it, which..." "Blah, blah, blah," said Grandmère, waving him away. "I wrote him an apology," I said, "to Augie. I wrote him an apology and I sent it to him in the mail. I apologize for the way I acted." "You what?" said Dad. He was getting mad now. "And I told Mr. Brown the truth, too," I added. "I wrote Mr. Brown a long email telling him the whole story." "Julian," said Dad, frowning angrily, "why did you do that? I told you I didn't want you to write anything that acknowledged..." "Jules," said Grandmère loudly, waving her hand in front of Dad's face, "tu as un cerveau comme un sandwich au fromage." I couldn't help but laugh at this. Dad cringed. "What did she say?" asked Mom, who didn't know French. "Grandmère just told Dad he had the brain like a cheese sandwich," I said. "Mama," Dad said sternly, like someone who was about to begin a long lecture. But Mom reached out and put her hand on Dad's arm. "Jules," she said quietly, "I think your mom is right." Unexpected. Sometimes people surprise you. Never in a million years would I have thought my mom would be the one to back down from anything, so I was completely shocked at what she had just said. I could tell Dad was, too. He looked at Mom like he couldn't believe what she was saying. Grandmère was the only one who didn't seem surprised. "Are you kidding me?" Dad said to Mom. Mom shook her head slowly. "Jules, we should end this. We should move on. Your mother's right." Dad raised his eyebrows. I knew he was mad, but trying not to show it. "You're the one who got us on this warpath, Melissa." "I know," she answered, taking her glasses off. Her eyes were really shiny. "I know, I know. And I thought it was the right thing to do at the time. I still don't think Tushman was right, the way he handled everything, but I'm ready to put all this behind us now, Jules. I think we should just let go and move forward." She shrugged. She looked at me. "It was very big of Julian to reach out to that boy, Jules. It takes a lot of guts to do that. She looked back at Dad. We should be supportive.
I am supportive, of course, said Dad. But this is such a complete about-face, Melissa. I mean...
He shook his head and rolled his eyes at the same time.
Mom sighed. She didn't know what to say.
Look here, said Grandmare. Whatever Melissa did, she did it because she wanted Julian to be happy. And that is all.
C'est tout.
And he's happy now. You can see it in his eyes. For the first time in a long time, your son looks completely happy.
That's exactly right, said Mom, wiping a tear from her face. I felt kind of sorry for Mom at that moment. I could tell she felt bad about some of the things she had done.
Dad, I said, please don't sue the school. I don't want that.
Okay, Dad, please.
Dad leaned back in his chair and made a soft whistle sound, like he was blowing out a candle in slow motion. Then he started clicking his tongue against the roof of his mouth. It was a long minute that he stayed like that. We just watched him.
Finally, he sat back up in his chair and looked at us. He shrugged.
Okay, he said, palms up. I'll drop the lawsuit. We'll just walk away from the tuition money. Are you sure that's what you want, Melissa?
Mom nodded. I'm sure.
Grandmare sighed. Victory at last, she mumbled into her wine glass.